Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, a gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. I want to thank you for listening today, and today I'm going to be talking about increasing your spiritual health. We always think about our physical health or our mental health, but what about your spiritual health? You listening, ask yourself right now, how do you feel about your spiritual health? How are you doing? And what I mean by spiritual health is your soul connection, your life path, your soul's reason for coming here. That's your spiritual health. And we need to do a spiritual health checkup just like we do a physical health checkup. And how we do that is by connecting with ourself, with our soul, through meditation, and I'll go through a lot of different ways that we can connect. And going within yourself and really evaluate how you're feeling will tell you a lot about your spiritual health. So give yourself a spiritual health checkup every month. So connect with nature. I always say that, but grounding is the first step to letting go of all that stress and anxiety. And what you can do to ground, go outside, take your shoes off, stand in the grass, or if you're on a path, take your shoes off and stand and really let go of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. Let it go into Mother Earth, let it dissolve, surrender and release it. And then you're an empty vessel that can fill back up with the things that do serve you, that are good for you. So ways you can, after you release and ground yourself, you can meditate for 15 minutes a day. You can do breath work. You can journal your feelings and thoughts and ask yourself, if I could do anything, what's my heart's desire? And pick up spiritual books. If you still have a Barnes & Noble in your area, what book is calling your name when you walk by it? Grab that book and read it and really devour it and infuse the words on the page. And you can hang out with like-minded friends. That always increases your spiritual health. Take a walk in the woods, especially by a stream or a waterfall. Standing underneath the waterfall, if you can, is so revitalizing to your soul. And if you pray, pray daily and ask God for the things that you need and want in your life, and pray for other people and have good thoughts for yourself and for others. Be kind, paint, express yourself, write a poem, write a short story. If you love to sing or play the piano, do that. Do something to feel your soul. You need your spiritual health to be high to feel wholeness in your life. Ask yourself, what gives you inner peace? I bet some people listening have never asked themselves. They're so busy. Everybody's busy living their lives and running around. What gives you inner peace? You can write that down and reflect on it in the meditation after we're done. And if you right now, I know some of you listening are beating yourselves up for some mistake that you've made. So what? Forgive yourself. We are all human beings walking on this earth. And if somebody has screwed up and done something hurtful to you, forgive them. Let it go. Move past it. And there are so many paths to your spiritual health. You've got to think of the list I just read. What feels right to you? Are you a writer? Are you a painter? Do you love to read? Do you love to journal? Do you like practicing breath work? What is your jam? What do you like to do? Because only you know what's right for your heart and your soul. But one thing I know that has done it that was difficult for me in the beginning was meditation. That has opened my intuition. It's calmed me down. It's given me focus. So that's one thing across the board. I would say that everybody should meditate 10 to 15 minutes a day and create a mantra or a saying that calms your mind and your body and just relaxes you and gets you into a quiet space where you can listen to your soul's messages. So focusing on a single object is called samatha, and a single object like your breath or a drishti point somewhere where you're looking at if your eyes are open. And then in your meditation, you can send out thoughts of love to the universe and to everyone, to see yourself in nature, and just be still. And notice what messages come to you. And in my mind's eye, I always ask, what message does the universe have to give me today? And then just wait and be quiet and listen. And there's a path, the Eightfold Noble Path, and I've talked about that in a previous podcast. And here's abridged, it's not exactly the words for the Eightfold Path, but it's the right view, understanding suffering, and seeing the path to its end. What can end suffering in your life? And examine that. And right intention. Thoughts of compassion, having compassion for yourself and for others. Right speech, using kind words. Talk positively about yourself in your life and others. And tell the truth always. Right action. Live your life with integrity. Do no harm to yourself or to others. Right livelihood. Earn money in ways that you don't cause suffering to yourself or to others. Right effort. Developing a wholeness in your mind. Right mindfulness. Being present in your body, mind, and your feelings. Try to cut down on the distractions and be fully present in your body, in your mind, in your heart. How do you feel? Right concentration. Like I said, meditating and then absorbing and really listening to the messages that come to you. And following those inklings and those guidance that you get in meditation. And really, it can change your life if you follow your intuition, follow your heart's desire. Open your third eye, what comes to you. And just staying open and surrendering, releasing resistance, and knowing that you're worthy to receive good things. And here's a couple quotes for today. Just as a candle cannot burn without fire, man cannot live without spiritual life, Buddha. And that's what we're talking about today, your spiritual health, connecting with what moves your soul. What makes you inspired? Ask yourself that right now. What makes you forget about time? What makes your heart just soar? What connects you to your soul? Do more of that. Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without, Buddha. Here's another quote. The quieter you become, the more you can hear, Ram Dass. I'm going to say that one again because that goes so well with meditation. The quieter you become, the more you can hear. And you can hear with your spiritual ears, asking God in the universe, What's my next step? Guide me. Spirit guides, come in and help me on a daily basis. Lead me towards the synchronicities and the doors that will open. Angels and archangels, come and help me today in every way. And then let them come in, let them help you, let them guide you. And I always like to do a meditation, and if you're driving, of course you can't. But if you're at home, I want you to sit in your comfy chair. I want you to take your shoes off. I want you to lengthen your spine. Shut your eyes and just imagine all your worries, all your fears going through your feet in the Mother Earth. And we always start with 3 deep breaths, pause, and then exhale loudly. So here's our first breath. Let it all go. All that stress, the anxiety, all your fears are leaving your body now. And if you want, you can shut your eyes, sink deeper in your chair. I want you to travel within. Go within yourself. Now imagine going deep inside your heart. Imagine your heartstrings like a harp that you can play and be at peace and just sit in your heart. Now I want you to feel the unconditional love that resides in your heart for yourself and for others. And I want to pause and just imagine yourself sitting in this unconditional love. You discover your spiritual health by feeling. And I want you to ask yourself again right now in the quietness, how are you feeling in this moment? Now travel to your third eye. And imagine your third eye opening wide, wider, wider. It's blinked completely opened. And your third eye is filled with knowingness. Messages are instantly coming to you in your knowingness through your third eye. I want you with your third eye to feel and see your spiritual health increasing and expanding and expanding and expanding out and up. You are so connected to your soul to receive messages with ease. A sense of peace, a calmness, a knowingness, and a wholeness envelops you now. I want you to sit and feel it. Just be washed in peace and knowingness now. Letting go of all suffering. We're going to exhale any pain and suffering out now. Let it go. Imagine it floating away. Surrender even more into your peace and tranquility, which is your soul's natural state of being. Feel your body bathed in spiritual health. I want you to feel your feet, Relax your ankles, your legs completely relaxed. Your hips are loose and sinking deeper in your chair. Ah, your chest is relaxed. Your shoulders, you feel them lower. Your arms are relaxed. Your hands. Ah, the tension in your neck is released. Ah, your head is completely relaxed. All your fear and negative thoughts are released now. Now I want you to feel the white light enter the top of your head. And as this white light moves through your body, you feel vitality and wholeness in your spiritual health rising. The white light has entered your head and is filling it from front to back. The white light moves to your throat, filling it and filling it and oozing out. The white light goes to your heart and expands your compassion, your love, and your kindness. And this white light literally shoots out of your heart and expands and expands and expands. Ah, you feel blissful. I want you to feel the elements in your body, the water, the earth elements that make up you, that make up everything. Now I want you to walk in your mind's eye and walk to the stream. You see the mountains in the background. There's a waterfall and a stream below you. You can hear it washing and lapping the stones and the rocks. And you connect as you gaze into the stream, as you gaze into the rivers, into the lakes. Ah, it's beautiful. You feel the water within your body, going with the flow of nature and connecting with everything naturally and wholly. No time exists right now. No space. You are just being in the oneness and in the wellness. Your light is growing brighter and brighter and expanding all the way up to the sky. You can touch the clouds. You are a brilliant white light. Shine forth in your spiritual health and well-being. Now, wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And today's episode is my 111th episode, and I want you to know I really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for listening, for following, and please share this podcast. I do it to give you hope and to give others hope, and I'm trying to reach as many people as I possibly can. And I want you to know I am so blessed by the positive response of the Healing Soul podcast. For the thousands of listeners, the agents that are contacting me, the many guests that come on and give their time and give hope to you listening, I thank you, and I continue to grow with you in our spiritual community of giving hope. And today's 111th, I looked up the meaning of 111, and the angel number 111 is a sign of new beginnings, positive shifts, divine alignment, which I'm definitely feeling with all the agents and all the natural growth that the podcast has had, all the beautiful guests that are giving their time, and you, the listener, taking time out of your busy day to listen to the podcast. I thank you. And 111 urges you to take action and to be clear about your goals. And angel number 111 is for personal and spiritual growth and fulfillment. And how perfect is that for the topic I picked for today, spiritual health? That was before I even looked up the angel number. It's synchronicity that is happening in my life that can happen in yours. And I'm so grateful for you listening. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is a spiritual message is coming soon. Open your mind to messages. The act of being open to receiving messages removes any resistance and allows the messages to be delivered straight to you. Stay open, believe, and know that a spiritual message is on its way to you. And I thank you for listening today. And like I said, if you could share this podcast or give me a kind word, it would really help me reach more people. And know that God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.